And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are recording almost in the dark.
Yeah, it is. I'm not really liking these shorter days a whole lot, but it is what it is.
Yes, we take what comes and make the best of it.
Yep, trying to make the best of it. As a gardener, you know, I'm already counting down to seed catalog time.
Ooh, that will be right around the corner.
It won't be long. Usually around the 1st of December, the end of November, I start to get seed catalogs, and that's so exciting.
It is. And I enjoy that too, because I get to pick, oh, I would like to have this kind of pepper this year. I'd like to preserve that type of tomato. So it's pretty exciting for me too.
I'm glad it is, because it is for me. So the next thing I need to be doing is inventorying what seeds I do have, because I do have a lot of seeds. I always do, but I always need more, right?
Of course you do.
Yeah. Because there's always a new variety we want to try or something. And I do seed save. So mostly flowers are what I save seed from. Some tomatoes, some peppers. But a lot of sunflowers and those sort of things. But I always still need more.
Of course you do. We have also developed a habit during these winter days of afternoon tea, which I am enjoying.
Yeah, me too. We just had some tea, and you make this awesome. My very favorite tea is ginger, just plain old ginger root and our honey. That's my favorite. Yes. And we found some ginger tea a year or so ago, and really liked it, but it was a little bit expensive, and I was going through it pretty fast, and you figured out a way to make it that tastes just as good. I think it's better.
Why, thank you. As I looked at that tea, it just looked to me like it was pieces of ginger. So I thought, why not experiment? To buy ginger root in the store is relatively inexpensive for what you get. I have a dehydrator. So I started slicing it very thin and dehydrating it. And you tried it.
I love it.
Sure enough, you said it was good.
Yeah, I would drink it every day. It is so good. I mean, it's just refreshing. And like I said, you put just a little bit of our honey. I don't really like sweet drinks. Mm-hmm. But if it has honey in it, that's different. And the ginger is pretty strong without just a tad bit of sweetness to it. So, but it's really, really good. So it's really refreshing. So I just had a cup of ginger and honey tea.
And I'm drinking an apricot and ginger tea that we bought at a spice store somewhere, I believe in North Carolina. And it's quite delicious. I have a little more generous scoop of honey than you typically take in your tea, but I like it that way.
Well, you know, whatever you like. And I don't really care for sweet drinks, but our honey, I will make an exception for that.
Well,
because
of
I
course.
Feel like, you know, it's a health benefit. You know, I have a little bit of bourbon.
Oh, my.
Add a little health benefit to that with a little bit of honey. Oh, wait, that's
wait,
going too far.
That's a okay, whole that's, different
that's,
podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole different podcast. Sorry about that. I digressed a bit.
Today, because it's a Sunday, we had an extra special treat. We usually don't eat a lot of sweets during the week, but on the weekend, we make an exception and have a treat of some sort. And today was scones with double cream and lemon curd on one half and ginger jam on the other half. I'm seeing a ginger theme here.
Yeah, I like ginger. And I think
I
it's
too.
Really healthy and good. Now, in that jam, I don't know, maybe quite as much. But boy, it sure tasted good.
Oh, it's delicious. So we had tea and scones today.
This is our low tea.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't. We didn't wear fancy hats. Actually, we wore sweats.
That's right. It's a time to be comfortable. And actually, that's something we've thought about exploring, how we could offer low tea here at the farm during the spring, summer, fall, you know, nice weather days when we could offer low tea out in the amazing granary crib.
Have some tea and scones.
Yes. So stay tuned for that.
Just might do that.
We might. It's going to take just a bit of tweaking and thought about how to provide that as a service, but it's definitely something we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. And eventually I'm really interested in one of the Mother Earth News fairs that we went to a couple of years ago. I think we both went to a workshop on making teas.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have a lot of we grow a lot of herbs and a lot of really cool things here. And so look for that in the future. I'm really interested in creating some teas made right here at the farm.
I am too. And that's something that I feel like we'll have the freedom to do and monitor when different herbs come into season, or whether some of them you use the bloom, some you use the root, the leaf, the stem, whatever, and we'll be able to monitor those. You'll be able to plant more of them.
Yeah.
We can harvest, and we're really looking forward to doing some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. And, you know, we've talked about before how much the bees, our honeybees, love herbs.
Yes.
Anyway, so we never can have too many herbs. I love them. We use a lot of fresh herbs. I have several drying in the basement right now. And, you know, so I look for that. I think that could be really fun to have our own tea blends that were grown right here.
Yes, and I'm starting to read about some of the different herb blends and the kinds of things that those are good for. Like for a cold, I know you use echinacea, honey, just different things like that. Their chamomile is good for
rest. And we have all those things right here.
So look for that. That's something that I really intend to move into over the next year and try to expand both my knowledge and our offering for some of those kinds of things. So that's one of the things that we're up to as far as tea, both for our own experience and to share with others and planning for the future.
And so you were talking about on the scones, we had the double cream, the ginger jam, and the lemon curd.
Yes. Oh, it was.
And those are all treats that we picked up this week.
We did. We made a quick little trip over to Cincinnati, Ohio, and went to a grocery called Jungle Gems.
Yeah. I mean, it's
fun. If you have not been to Jungle Gems, and if you are a foodie, you should go.
Yeah, you should.
I will go again.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. It will probably be a regular trip.
That was our destination.
It was.
I mean, we had heard about Jungle Gems from a friend, and it just really sounded like a place as foodies we should go to. And, you know, we've talked about it for a couple of years, but we haven't had time to go. Well, now we can make time whenever we want to.
We
did this week.
And it's a short drive, really.
Yeah,
it's about 3.5 hours.
Not that far.
Right. And wow. I mean, I love a grocery store anyway, but wow. Talk about variety and food from all over the world and local food as well. But oh, it was just overwhelming.
Yeah, just the produce. I don't even know how many aisles of produce there were, and they were divided internationally and organic. There was a huge organic section.
Yes.
As a photographer, I was taking all these pictures of the vegetables. And, you know, I know people think I'm a geek, but I thought they were beautiful. And just all of the colors, and we bought vegetables.
We
and
did.
You know, because we've had some really cold weather in Illinois already. So almost everything that I had outside is gone now. So So it was fun to shop for vegetables.
It was.
And we did get the lemon curd and the ginger jam.
And I also picked up some lime curd that we haven't tried yet, but we will. And really just a lot of fantastic ingredients that
Were excited to come home and cook.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm excited about cooking again tonight. I don't know what we're going to have just yet, but I'll come up with something.
But we have a fridge stocked full of lots of different kinds of vegetables.
Yes.
And, I didn't grow it here, but it was sure fun to shop.
It was. So you'll be seeing some of those in blog posts. I'll write, of course, about what I'm cooking, and I'll try to make note of when I use an ingredient from Jungle Gems.
Your favorite part of Jungle Gems, my guess would be the butter bar.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wow. A butter bar. Okay. So, yeah, a butter bar. There were all kinds of butter. I didn't even know
I had no idea.
I mean, butter is cream and salt. Who knew? You could have so many different styles of butter. We picked up a couple of different ones. We've eaten one of them so far. Haven't opened the other one yet, but it truly is different. It's from Belgium, and I won't even attempt the name of it because it's in French, and high school French was a very long time ago. But it really has a delicious, creamy, salty flavor.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. And they had an olive bar and wine bar and...
Oh, boy.
I don't even know.
Salsa bar.
It
was cheese after cheese after cheese.
So if you get a chance and you love food, no matter what, whether you're a meat eater, a vegan, it doesn't matter. There is something for everyone.
Absolutely.
And
you can find it there.
Yeah, they had 10 aisles of pet supplies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Our cats got some treats from there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they did. So we all got treats.
Yay for Jungle Gems.
So that was fun. That's one of the fun things that we can do in retirement is we can adjust our hours. And that's what we did this week. And we took a little bit of time for us and to do something fun. We came back inspired, and that helps us to be more creative and be able to do a better job for you as we create new products.
That's right. So speaking of hours, the Mercantile will be open every Saturday through December 21st from 9 to 2, and also on Black Friday.
Black Friday will be 9 to 3,
and
then the
extended
Saturday,
hours.
Which is Small Business Saturday, the following
Small
day.
Small Business Catterday.
Oh, yeah. For us, it's Catterday, because we're cat-centric.
Yay!
But we will we'll be open to 9 to 3, both on that Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And so we hope you come out, because during this month of November, Honeybee is donating $1 of each one of her books that are sold to the Coles County Animal Shelter. And I believe we're up to a little over $100 donation so far.
That's right.
So it not only do they make great gifts, I think they're adorable, but also you can make a donation to other pets that could use some food, or we donate occasionally to the animal shelter, and we believe that they do a good service. So
that's right. So your purchase will not only give you enjoyment in just reading that book, because you're right, it's just super adorable with little honeybee pictures, but you're also doing good for other animals who are in need.
That's right. So until the end of November, all the way up through the 30th, we will, she will.
Right.
Yeah, this is her directive, sorry. She will make a $1 donation for every book that she sells.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.